Oh yeah, so heavy. Birth Ritual from the single soundtrack. It's the track off the single soundtrack called Birth Ritual. And that's not the last time we'll be hearing from that soundtrack, from that collection. And the coincidentally, the deluxe version of that soundtrack was just released. I think it would be the 25th anniversary of that. Just came out, I think. I'm not sure when exactly, but I did see the deluxe CD had like a tons of Chris Cornell stuff on there. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Before that, Audioslave with Revelations off the record of the same name. Temple of the Dog, Say Hello to Heaven. Now, it turns out that actually Chris Cornell wrote most of the songs and lyrics for that record. It was sort of Eddie Vedder was kind of joining, and Pearl Jam, obviously the core, like the rhythm section and the core of Pearl Jam was in the group, but it was more of a Cornell project than certainly more than Eddie Vedder. Before that, Chris Cornell, Part of Me from Scream, one of his solo records, came out in 2009. I don't know what was going on there. Absolutely no idea. In fact, I played it and I thought maybe I had the wrong artist. I downloaded the wrong song for some reason. I don't know what happened. So then I looked it up on the Wikipedia page. It turns out this was Chris Cornell's collaboration with Timbaland. So he sort of set aside a lot of the traditional rock elements like guitars and that sort of thing and embraced the beats of Timbaland. The record was panned when it came out, incidentally. And who's surprised by that? Absolutely no one. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. I am so happy that the show before me has gone because, let me tell you, I went to use the men's room before, and my God, the smell in there was so awful. It was so horrible. It was so bad that it was wafting its way down the hall. Like, I could smell it before I even got to the bathroom. It was so bad. I mean, it was obviously so fresh. You know, and I stepped into the studio here, and I looked around. There are three people in here, and I'm like, all right, I wanted to be like, well, who did it? You know, like, who's responsible? Who's going to own it? But, you know, there's that whole language thing involved, and there would be some strange, awkward laughing, you know. Who needs that? I just want them to get out of here so I can get on with my Chris Cornell tribute. Up next, it's the song Thank You, recorded live at the Esplanade Arts and Heritage Center in Medicine Hat, Alberta, April 27, 2011. And I know this because that's actually in the name of the song. The record is Songbook. Thank You is the name of the track. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
If the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. If mountains crumbled to the sea, there would still be you and me. Sound the If the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. If mountains crumble to the sea, there would still be only
Yes, there we are. Black Hole Sun from Super Unknown, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, massive record that was. They went from playing like good-sized clubs from like that seated like maybe or like it held like 1,000 people to like these huge arenas that, you know, like hockey and basketball sized arenas, like 20,000 people. Before that, Like a Stone, Audio Slave from their debut record. Of course, that's not just Tom Morello and Chris Cornell. It's actually Brad Wilk and the other guy from Rage Against the Machine. It's basically Rage Against the Machine. After Zach De La Rocha left, they decided that they could continue on as Rage Against the Machine with like another like rapper type vocalist. And I think they actually thought about, maybe they didn't actually audition him, but they thought about auditioning B Real from Cypress Hill, but that did not work, or it didn't get any traction. So they went and they found connected with Chris Cornell via Rick Rubin. Rick Rubin is of course the producer of the Beastie Boys and early founder of Def Jam Records, and he worked with the Chili Peppers on Blood Sugar Sex Magik. So he has a bit of a resume, you might say. So he made the introduced these two, Chris Cornell, with the rest of Raging as the Machine, and Audio Slave was born. And it wasn't just a mashup of the two bands. They eventually formed and created their own sound. You can even tell that from the first record, actually, from the song Like a Stone that we just heard before. Before that, one of my favorite songs from Soundgarden, Rusty Cage, off Bad Motorfinger. And then Chris Cornell with his cover of Zeppelin's Thank You, recorded live at the Esplanade Arts and Heritage. We don't need to go through that again. All right, moving on. Up next, it's Billie Jean from Carry On, Chris Cornell and his solo stuff, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie screen. Said, don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one who would dance on the floor and around. She says, I am the one who would dance on the floor and around. She said her name was Billie Jean, and she caused a scene, and every head turned with eyes that dream of being the one who would dance on the floor and around. People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. Mother always told me, be careful who you love. Careful what you do before the lie becomes the truth. Days and 40 nights, the law was on her side. Who could stand when she's in demand? Her scheme and her plan. Cause we danced on the floor and around. So take my strong advice and remember to always think twice. Do think twice. Told my baby that we danced till three. She looked at me, showed a photo. My baby cried, his eyes were like mine. Cause we danced on the floor and around. People always told me, be careful what you do. Happened much too soon, but you called me to a room. Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl who says that I am the one, but the kid is not my son.
take my strong advice.
Yes, Spoon Man from Super Unknown, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. Before that, Soundgarden, Burden in My Hand from the great Down on the Upside record. And then it was Hunger Strike with from Temple of the Dog. And it's such a funny song. I mean, I know it's, you know, why it's written and all about the death of Andrew Wood from Mother Love Bone and everything, but it's just kind of like the way it's performed. It kind of reminds me of a Broadway show a little bit, you know, how like Eddie Vedder just comes out of nowhere and you can just see them on stage with like the spotlight all of a sudden being drawn to him, and now he starts singing and I don't know, it just seems really theatrical. But maybe that's just me having listened to the song for like 20 some odd years. Of course, then we had Billie Jean, Chris Cornell's cover of Michael Jackson, from his Carry On record. And of course, we're having a show devoted to Chris Cornell with his passing this past week, committing suicide, having dealt with depression really his whole life. And so we're having a tribute show to him tonight. And up next, there's another track from this record, Songbook, that I hadn't really been from that familiar with up until recently, as in earlier today. This is I Am the Highway, recorded live at the Queen Elizabeth Theater in Toronto, April 20th, 2011, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Oh, yes, Every Last Note of Jesus Christ Post. My favorite Soundgarden song from Bad Motorfinger. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Produced by Terry Date. Great record. Wonderful record. Before that, we heard I Am the Highway from the Songbook collection of Chris Cornell's solo stuff. And strangely enough, we're about done here. I thought the show would just go on forever. Apparently not. One way or the other, either someone's going to kick me out or I'm going to have to leave. So the last track of the night is going to be Seasons off the singles soundtrack. It's this great song, very like melancholy and really sort of going on about the passing of time, you might say. And it's a brilliant song, and I've loved it for a very long time. So we're going to let that be the last word. And only appropriate that it be a Chris Cornell solo tune, even more so than any Soundgarden or Audioslave or Temple of the Dog thing that I could dig up. So we're going to hear Seasons. I will see you next week here on 91.5 WMFO.
See you.